Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast, made on Varick Street at WNYC.
DJ Poncho a toda la mezcla sin frontera, cuna, canto, conexiones, controversias sin alcohol, pura rítmica, emociones, genia, todos tres colores, entrenaciones, intramones, drum and bass, mi apasiones.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The Cuban rapper Telmari released her album Libre last year, and it promptly won the Cuba Disco Award for Best Hip-Hop Album. She's worked with musicians from Cuba and Brazil and from America, having done some work with Dr. John. And like many rappers, sometimes she works alone with backing tracks, which is what she'll be doing for us today. Here, with her song El Poder de los Ancestros, The Power of the Ancestors, is Telmari, live on Soundcheck.
Creo que Olofi le haya dicho y que pide mi cabeza para hacer un ego. Y para informarte digo quién es quién en el panteón Yoruba. En el panteón Yoruba y el cristiano también, ¿oíste? Olofi es Dios grande, gran creador. Olor, una energía vital, el sol, eco, los dumares, la naturaleza, los cuatro elementos, la misma belleza. El niño de Atocha, San Antonio Paula, el ánima sola del lengua se habla. Ocho cisas, no Beto, San Alberto, lejos con San Pablo, San Pedro. El que siempre ve las dudas se llama y no es ni más ni menos que Jesús de Nazareno. Osaín San Silvestre, San Antonio Abad, la Virgen de las Mercedes, Sabio Patalá. Del río protege con gracia y miel Ochum, patrona de Cuba, caridad de cobre, da dinero, da salud. San Cristóbal de La Habana, patrón de la misma, es Alga de Usola, que siempre vigila. Como ven, no estoy sola, me acompaño ya. Virgen de la Candelaria, Yanza. Me acuerdo de Santa Bárbara solo cuando truena. Sé bien que Changó me cuida en la contienda. Fuego, rayo, trueno, pobre el que lo enfrenta. Yo te recomiendo, llames a Yeguá, que al desamparado la mano le da. Aunque creo que sola no podrá hacer nada, pero no le importa, no le importa. Se le llama Oba. Vamos a hacer historia, que creo has olvidado. Los ibellis mellizos a ti te ganaron. Mágicos tambores, tocaron, te rendiste entonces, caíste cansado cuando eres bailando y ven improvisando, eso ellos me contaron. Babalú Ayé, San Lázaro bendito, me da la salud que yo necesito. Yorula divino, dueño del tablero y fa, me dio su poder, me dio su poder, me dio cofá. Madre de la madre de todos los orichas, madre de la vida, madre de la dicha. Nacida de la luna, dueña de la mar, indomable, astuta, mamá y en maya. Viaje de la guarda bendita que eres, llévate este diablo que se cree un íreme. Bien maya mi madre, gracias amor tu pues, diablo me despido, te digo y bye. Y a los que me protegen, a los que me ven, y voy y voy a, y voy y voy cheche. Mamá y maya, mamá y maya, indomable astuta que eres, mamá y maya. La dorada llegó, sabio amanecer, salió el sol, se acabó tu poder, salió el sol, se acabó tu poder, salió el sol, se acabó tu poder. H.
Luz. That is the Cuban singer, songwriter, and rapper Telmari, live in our studio with her song called El Poder de los Ancestros, The Power of the Ancestors. That's the lead-off track from her award-winning album called Libre, which was released in Cuba last year. Telmari, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hi, how are
you? In your New York Yankee cap. I approve.
Well, that is my team.
Yeah, good. How wide a spectrum, how many different types of Cuban rap are there? Because I assume not all Cuban rap has that sound, that kind of deep... Afro-Cuban groove.
Well, yes. The hip hop has been growing a lot lately and in the last years, and even that I feel like I owe to the hip hop movement. I think I have a lot of influence for different kind of music. Mm-hmm. So I think that make the difference. But I also have this idea. I've been studying a little bit about our roots in music, and I found like we have ways of improvisation in Cuba at the countryside, and they have like this improvisation, like a fight that they rhyme all the time, and they have like this, you know.
So those kind of battles are battles, part of the tradition.
Exactly. So we have or in our roots. So this is for me one of the ways of improvisation that for me Cuban hip hop supposed to, you know, to be fit, or you know, to take from that from that energy. And the other way for me is the Afro-Cuban religion. Why? Because the way that the priests invoke energy, the way that they do it, is a kind of rap, because it's something that they also, you know, they can improvise. It depends of what your energy, your sign, your saint.
So a lot of those incantations and those invocations.
For me is another way of improvisation that we have in our culture that we should take and learn from that, and in order to make our hip hop a little, you know, more original, because it's you know.
Well, sure. I mean, the interesting thing about hearing rappers from West Africa or East Asia is hearing what they do with hip hop.
With hip hop.
Otherwise,
what's
the point?
Exactly. So I also, my visit to Brazil, it helped me a lot of, you know, it helps a lot to understand this point, because I came there and I see what's so different, the sounds, the way that they mix with samba, with bossa nova, with so many different rhythms. So I came back with a completely whole different idea about hip hop. And that's what I've been doing, mm-hmm. you know.
So when hip hop first started happening in Cuba, it was very underground. The government probably didn't think it was such a good idea.
Exactly. Yeah, we have a lot of problem about that. Actually, they shut down the hip hop festival a few years ago because it became to be very, very, you know, political and very severe and very rebel and protest, and it shows the reality from Cuba, and they didn't like that. Actually, this is a very funny thing, but they create like an agency of rap in Cuba.
We don't have an agency.
Yes, okay. We don't have an agency of música guajira or trova or son or rumba, but they have an agency of rap. So
there's no agency for the traditional Cuban forms,
and then this is their
way of controlling it.
Exactly. So okay. For me, that was a way of controlling. I never played that game, and that was really at the point that I decided, like, you know, on top of all this, there's no way. So I like it, because that kind of situation, the way that at the beginning the hip-hop movement in Cuba reject a little bit the idea of mixing with another rhythms and everything, it makes me to get a different path, you know, in music, and start to collaborate with jazz musicians.
So obviously things have changed, you know, even with the way hip-hop is accepted in Cuba, because all, your record won a, you know, Cuba Disco Award for a hip-hop album, so.
And actually my first album, A Diario, in 2007, won also the same prize. But the funny thing is, like, that year was the first time that they add that category to Cuba Disco.
Right.
It was the first time that hip-hop was actually, you know, part of the
it was recognized.
Recognized. Yeah. And I'm very, you know, honored to be that first prize was for a record like A Diario that was really, really a mix of many rhythms, and also that they gave it to a woman, which is not common in a macho society in Cuba, that you have a female rapping, you know, like always girls goes to the, you know, to the back to do vocals and dance. So right now, I'm glad to say that we have a lot of women in Cuba.
Well, here we think of Celia Cruz, and we think, Cuban women are these amazing singers, dancers, musicians.
It's not that easy. It's still very hard, believe me. It's still very hard for us. But it changed. It changed a lot. And I think that, you know, the Cuban community in general, they've been growing a lot.
We're speaking with the Cuban rapper Telmari. Her album is called Libre. She is performing with backing tracks here for us in the studio today. This next song, I mean, my Spanish is not good, but in that first song, I heard all the Yoruba words, you know, Orisha and Shango and Ache, and that continues in this next song, right?
Yes. The first song is kind of the syncretism between, from Afro-Cuban and the Catholic saints. So it's a way to explain, like, how they syncretize, back forward with the slave. They have to hide their their belief, and they syncretize.
So you have Santeria is these ancient Yoruba deities with saint names often given to them.
Given to them, exactly. Yeah. So they did that, and so what I'm doing is clarifying what it means for us.
Okay.
Every cent. This is something, this is a romance between Yalode and Chango.
So it's called De Yalode,
De Yalode a Shango.
All right. It's the Cuban rapper, singer, and songwriter Tel Mari. She's here with us live on Soundcheck. And here's another excerpt from her award-winning record from 2014 called Libre.
Yalode. Mure, mure, mure,
oh.
Yalode, mure, 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 oh.
Agua o chamay coco, agua o chamay coco.
Agua o chamay coco, agua o chamay coco. Agua o chamay en coco, agua o chamay en coco.
Agua o chamay en coco. Y a lo de...
Si Ochun me dice que su miel le sobra para endulzar el camino de la palabra y su esencia, seguirá arrastrando con machete y letra el camino lleno de desastre, de guerra. Eso dijo Chango. Curioso me cuenta que su ira se acrecenta, que el H que dio a sus hijos no es para fomentar la guerra, no, que toquen tambores, que aplaquen el fuego y la violencia. Mira Ochun a los ojos, le dice, mi reina, vamos a llover de miel el campo, vamos a regar tu dulzura y deleita a los seres humanos con canto y encanto. Vamos a traerle la paz a la tierra, tierra que dejaron los ancestros y reclaman su estrella, estrella que alumbra camino. Seguimos sembrando querella, quiera ella la tierra perdonar tanta jodienda. Llora Pachamama, la dejamos sola en la contienda. Claro que está sublevada y yo la entiendo. Estaría fundida si me llamara planeta Tierra. Sensibilidad de un universo, vibra armada, celestial y mágica. Garabato abre paso, ellos se conectan, ganga que se altera. Sechun me dice que su miel le sobra para endulzar el camino de la palabra y su esencia. Seguiré sembrando con machete y letra el camino lleno de desastre y de guerra. Eso dijo Chango, furioso me cuenta que su vida sacrosenta, que la cheque de sus hijos no es para fomentar la guerra. Que toquen tambores, que aplaquen el fuego y la violencia. Mira Chun a los ojos, le dice, mi reina, vamos a llover de miel el campo. Vamos a sembrar tu dulzura y deleita a los seres humanos con canto y encanto. Vamos a traerle la paz a la tierra, tierra que dejaron los ancestros y reclaman su estrella. Los conflictos, claro, claro que reclaman su estrella. ¿Quién? ¿Quién fuera ella? ¿Quién fuera ella? Los conflictos no son nuevos, cambian la actitud de los momentos y no el sentimiento de cambiar el mundo con palabras, subir la cabeza, levantar el género, lejos de mi tierra sabia, de tantos maestros, asómate y te veo entrando en la cadencia de esta lírica, echando humo, bola, candela y por la boca, fuego, agua, para los que quieran joderme con su perro, fucking funny, juego de poder y dinero, y no, yo estoy sembrando la tierra, sentimiento de mis ancestros, me presento, guerrera amazónica de la tierra, sirena amazónica de la isla, lo lamento, te invité a La Habana sana, improvisando de café en la mañana, represento un pueblo que sufre, en vez de quejarse, baila, por eso mi negro avanza, enorgullece a la raza, nosotros no nos vence nada, me reconecto con mi esencia de guerrera, los míos ahora ahí, no metido en la tierra, voy a cantarle a mi dondo. Voy a pedirle a mi aleta, no más cerca, no más desgracia, la afia para mi ara, fuerza. No me conecto con mi esencia de guerrera, los míos ahí no metidos en la tierra. Voy a decirle a mi dondo, voy a cantarle a mi aleta.
Y a los de Moure, Moure, oh, yeah, yeah, oh. Y a los demás.
ya lo de.
Cabio Sile.
Once again, that is Telmari live here in the Soundcheck studio with her band In a Box and a song called De Yalode a Shango. So from Yalode to Shango.
Yes.
Those names are the names of two of the deities from the Yoruba, from the Afro-Cuban tradition, Yoruba deities who sort of are at the heart of Santeria in Cuba and Voodoo in Haiti and Candomblé in Brazil. And if it isn't already obvious, Telmari's music is not just Cuban rap, it is Afro-Cuban rap, which hasn't stopped you from doing some interesting other projects. Tell us how you got to work with Dr. John.
Oh, 5 or 6 years ago I performed at BAN, and then the musical producer from Dr. John, Sarah Morrow, is an amazing trombone player. We met in Toronto many years ago, and she likes a little bit, you know, she likes what I do with jazz musicians. She said, "Whoa, this is different. I don't understand a word what you're saying, but I believe you." and then she invited me. She arranged with band to invite me to the tribute to Louis Armstrong here in New York.
And a tribute to Louis Armstrong.
Yes,
okay.
That was the name of the project, which include like singers and trumpet players for different places. And well, I was really honored to share stage with at that time with Arturo Sandoval in
the
one
great
song,
trumpeter,
the great trumpeter from Cuba. It called "Tie Like That," the song that we performed together, and then with Roy Hargrove, "Mack the Knife." And with Roy Hargrove here in New York, and then in Hollywood Bowl, I also with Terrence Blanchard, which is,
wow,
you know, both of them my favorite trumpet player.
Yeah.
So after that, we keep collaborating. You know, we keep working together. We record "Tie Like That" in his last album, and yes, so he likes what I do. I like what he does, and that's it.
All right. And there you are on Dr. John's most recent album.
Yes.
So that's a collaboration that started at BAM.
Yes, it started at BAM, and to see now I can see the
now you see
the results.
The results, yes. Telmari, it's been great having you with us here in the studio today.
My pleasure,
thank you so
John.
Much.
Thank you so much, and see you.
Thanks for listening. Stay connected by subscribing to the Soundcheck podcast on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and download the new WNYC mobile app for free. See you next time. I'm John Schaefer.
Se siente, se goza hasta la madrugada, quemando descansa si puede, la lucha no para, tampoco la fuerza y el swing de su gente, labrando su suerte, intrincado el camino y el arte de más fino donde la mira trasciende. En La Habana se sabe bailar, su ritmo se impone caliente, en mi tierra de oriente es silente, un talento que le sobra, se sabe en todos los continentes, se forma la rumba, se mezcla la mente, la cara, la miki, la friki, la repa, la reggaetonera, la fina, la marca, y quiere rapera que mueve tu cuerpo que no te lo espera, mi Habana se cambia, espera.